Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the best aspects of the Maryland Market Basket is that it can support not only our indigenous cuisine, it can support cooking traditions from around the world. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, as we both know, peppers do really well here in Maryland, and that suggests something to me.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the things we've been doing at the school are regional dinners, and Amy and I have been doing a lot of homework and trying to really learn about cuisines, and Thai is one that totally fascinated us, and it's certainly based around chili peppers in a lot of ways, and of course, one you can find at the market. But also, there's some other stuff, you know, that we're growing in Maryland that really helps the Thai cuisine repertoire.
Okay.
Ginger, obviously, we see all the time. And I did see galangal, which is, I know, that's
no
one
idea.
Of things. Well, it looks exactly like ginger.
Uh-huh.
But it's, instead of that sort of yellow color, it's white.
Oh, really? Okay.
And in Thai cuisine, you refer to it as the yin and the yang, the ginger with that spice and the galangal with sort of a smooth, mellow, almost acidic taste. They're both used sort of equally, in equal parts, almost in any recipe that they're included in.
That's
so that's always
fun.
You can find fresh turmeric out there, which again, looks like it's a root that looks a lot like ginger, much smaller. And when you peel the skin, that bright orange color that you see in the dried version. But the fresh version has a nice acidity to it. Also, on a microplane, it adds great color to a lot of dishes.
Oh, turmeric, I mean, it totally adds color.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's more efficient than saffron, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. and eggplant's big in Thai cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finally seeing the ones that are as small or smaller than a ping pong ball.
Really?
And they're pure white.
Uh-huh.
I can't do any Thai pronunciation. But the translation for these, the direct translation is basically lamb testicles is
okay.
What they're referred to. The name comes from in Thai.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tiny, small. They're basically just cut in half and used in stir fries and quick types of Thai dishes, some curries and things like that.
How is the flavor of those?
They're, again, really intense.
I mean,
Yeah, it's really good flavor and no bitterness because there's very little seed, which is good. One of the things, though, that you will need when you do Thai cooking is a mortar and pestle. It's a tool that I didn't really use a lot in the kitchen. I found it interesting reading about the fact that since Thailand was always sort of struggling with wars all through its history, knives and steel were considered too important to actually be wasted in the kitchen. So the mortar and pestle is what's used to create the basis for a lot of these Thai dishes. And they all start out with some sort of paste. Whereas in sort of, you know, traditional cooking, French cooking, we use stocks. They basically generate a seasoned paste to add to the dish, starting with water.
How about that?
And it's done in the mortar and pestle. And, you know, typically it would just be the small Thai spicy chilies, some larger green chilies, ginger, galangal. They use a lot of garlic. They use a lot of shallot, which you can definitely find in the market all the time in our cooking. And then whatever herbs you're going to use, basically pound it into a paste. And this paste is used. And you can make large quantities and keep it in the fridge and just spoon it out as you need it. But it's really an intense mixture of such great flavors.
We'll put one or two of your Thai recipes on the website. You can go shopping for them right in your local market.
That's right.
It sounds good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.